Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking to Sanatana Goswami. Eve sadhan bhakti lakkhan suna sanatan. Jahaite pai Krishna prem mahadhan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Sanatana Goswami, first, you hear about the characteristics of sadhan bhakti by which we can get Krishna prem mahadhan. Not dhan, mahadhan. Which is dhan? Dhan means wealth. If you can amass the worldly wealth, then we will be blessed. Is it not? As much worldly wealth we can get, so much we will be happy. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, Mahadhan, why we earn money? We earn money to get happiness, to remove our wants, miseries. But if by earning money we increase our problems and miseries, what is the use of earning money? Who is protecting us? Have you heard about the biography of Subhash Pandit? Personal associates. Biography has been written. You have gone through it. Subhash Pandit. When Subhash Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, left Navadvip Dham and went to Puri. Subhash Pandit could not remain in Navadvip Dham out of separation grief. Everywhere he is seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's holy footprints. It became impossible for him to remain in Navadvip Dham. Ultimately, he left Navadvip Dham with all his wife and other brothers, all his family members, and went to where? Hali Shahar. Have you gone to that place? One railway station, Hali Shahar. Just after Kasrapara. Kasrapara and also another new station is there. Then Hali Shahar. There, he stayed there. The birthplace of Ishwar Puripad, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went there, he took the dust of that place. By seeing that all the devotees were taking the earth, and by taking, that has become now a kunda, Chaitanya Doba. Doba means a small tank. And everybody is going there to touch the water and make obeisance. because Ishwar Puripad is the only birth side, Yudhunadeva. And here Sivash Pandit used to stay there. And with great separation greed, there is no scope of direct or getting direct service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates. My life is frustrated. Malini Devi, Sivash Pandit, Sri Ram Pandit, Sikanta Pandit, all, they are the personal associates of Krishna. They have appeared as Narada Goswami has appeared as Sivash Pandit. And others are also the personal associates. And they are weeping out of separation grief. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is omniscient. Knowing this, he could not remain at Puri. He came there with all his personal associates and went to the house of Sri Bhash Pandit. Sivash Pandit, Malini Devi, all his brothers, they are all very much glad by seeing that. They are engaging themselves for the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great enthusiasm and happiness, day and night, serving. And they have got no separation grief, they have got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the personal associates. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw he is a householder, household devotee. He has got so many dependents. Always, if he is engaged in the service of the sadhus, if he does not earn money, how he can maintain his family? Is it possible? It is not possible. Then he called Sivash Pandit. Sivash Pandit went there. You have forgotten? You are not an ascetic, mendicant. You cannot go to others to beg. How you will maintain your family? And all these sadhus are here, always doing service. It should earn money. Some time is to be given for earning money. Then Sivash Pandit, he made one sign. What is that sign? Clapping thrice. That place was shown by the devotees, those who are now staying there, in this place, like this. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, you are beckoning this. What is the significance? Why? I shall remain without food. one day, next day, third day, after that, I shall jump into the, at that time Ganges were near the Kumarhattu, it is Kumarhattu, really known as. Ganges were there. And I shall die. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shouted, "What do you say? You will die without food?" Sivas Pandit, only maintainer, sustainer, protector is Supreme Lord. If Supreme Lord does not maintain me or maintain us, we cannot maintain. He is maintaining us. He is giving everything. What is required for this body, required for the mind, required for the atma, everything he is doing. He has got this firm belief. Rakhe hori to mare ke, mare hori to rakhe ke. If si hori, hori sustains us, maintains us, then I shall be maintained. If he does not maintain us, whatever endeavor we may do in this world, I cannot rescue myself. I cannot maintain us. That is his far belief. Supreme Lord has come. He is actually maintaining us. Why I should give energy for earning money? So, they have devoted the whole energy for the service, without thinking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if that be possible, Lakshmi Devi has to go for wealth, if it is possible, there will be no want in your house, because you have got this firm faith, firm belief. Supreme Lord is the only maintainer, sustainer. There cannot be any want in your house. A Shuddha Bhakta will die with that food. No. Never be. Yes, but there is a firm faith. Yes, come. He is here. Why I should give my endeavor, my efforts to earn money? What is the reason? Can I maintain myself? That sort of belief. No belief, then what can be done? Here you see, Eve sadhan bhakti lakkhan suna sanatan jahait pai krishna prem madan. We are doing different forms of devotion. But how to do it? By sadhana bhakti we can get bhava bhakti and after that prema bhakti. By doing karma you cannot get it. By doing yoga or jnana you cannot get it. They are also doing bhajan, but with other motives. It is also prescribed in the Vedas. You can get abundant benefits. But that their actual sharanagati is not there. When actual sharanagati is not there, there cannot be any bhakti. Now here it is written, what is the signs, symptoms of sadhana bhakti? By that we can get bhava bhakti and ultimately prema bhakti, mahadhan, love for Krishna. Our ultimate target is to get bliss, absolute bliss. When you get absolute bliss, is there anything necessary? All the personal associates of Krishna, of different love relation, pure love relation, Shanta Dasya Sakya Vatsalya Madhur, they have got the desire. Always we want to see Krishna. Always. Sometimes Jashoda Devi Nanda Maharaj, they are blessed, they are getting Krishna. Sometimes Krishna goes with the cowherd boys to the forest, then they are deprived. And sometimes Krishna giving up the company of the cowherd boys, he goes to Radha Kunda. Their cowherd boys are deprived. But gopis, cowherd boys, all sakhas, all the friends and the servants, whatever love relation is there, they want, we want to see Krishna only. By seeing Krishna, what benefit will we get? We have to earn money. We should have to earn money and we should purchase some articles, food articles for the maintenance of the body, and there should be one house, etc. And all these things are necessary. Otherwise, how you can maintain yourself? How you can get bliss? What they want? Always we want to see. By seeing, what benefit? By seeing, I want to always see. And Krishna has understood. Krishna understood that all these Brajavasis, they want to see my beauty always and nothing else. Then he made the pastimes of Govardhan Dharan. When Indra was enraged by the advice of Krishna, they did not perform Indrajag, and all these articles which were prepared were offered to Govardhan as per Krishna's desire. Then Devaraj Indra was very much furious. What is this coward boy? He stopped my puja. I shall inundate whole Brajabandal and heavy rains. And all the Brajavasis, they are frightened now. Indra, they become angry. And they are crying, they are uttering the name of Krishna. Krishna said, why you are thinking? You all come to me. Putting all these luggages and everything in a bullock cart and come here. Give up your houses. They give up, they come or they came to, it is always in present tense. All the pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, is always they can see. Always they can see. In the morning they can see the pastimes of the night. In the night they can see the pastimes of morning. All eternal. If Krishna desires, they can see. Everything is present tense. There is past, no future. But when they have got the desire to see Krishna, then Krishna, what he did? How I can rescue you? I am to leave this Govardhan. Otherwise I cannot save you. You give me permission. All the shakas, confidants, bosom friends. No, we cannot give permission. Your hand is very soft. With this hand, how can I lift this mountain? Your hand would be injured. Cannot give permission. Then examine me, whether I can do it or not. Examine me. There was a big kadamba tree. Kadamba tree, tropical country, you find. You cannot get here. Kadamba tree, where one has. Chaitanya Vaishnava Sangha. Chaitanya Vaishnava Sangha in Maui. They showed Kadamba tree. How long it will remain, I do not know. But the climate is different when there will be snowfall. Like that. In tropical country, in hot countries, you will get Kadamba tree. Can you touch this Kadamba tree? Yes. With small hands. They are surprised. So big a tree, Krishna twisted it. All right. You will be able to lift. Then they are wrestlers. All the Vrajavaris are wrestlers. They are very glad in wrestling. Now, a wrestler has to be dressed. You have to lift this mountain, big mountain. How you can lift this? Then they dressed Krishna. And with some pag here, not cap. After that, Krishna lifted the Govardhan. By seeing that, they are astonished. Big mountain. Immediately they give, whether it may fall, there is no certainty. They gave support of this stick to the all the shakas. What is that place? What is the name of that place? Sakrikila. Eta Kadam name. Eta Kadam is the Kadamba Prega. Putrikila Lati.
Putrika Lata.
Lata. Lata. And there, seeing Krishna, and there, only seeing Krishna lived by Govardhan Hari Gopal, and so much attracted by seeing that beauty, they forgot to take food. They did not feel any want for food. They didn't want to take rest to sleep. To take water, nothing. Veda Bhashmani has written this. Is it not correct? He has written something wrong. By seeing Krishna, they are blessed. Everything they are getting, absolute bliss. And they have got no need of thinking, of taking food or taking rest. Continuously. And Krishna is so much devoted to the devotees that whatever they desire, Krishna fulfilled it for 7 days at a time. And Devaraj Indra was surprised. The whole world is to be inundated. All the water, where they are going? All this water, where they are going? Then he went to Brahma, you know. That's naughty cowherd boy. He stopped my puja. He did not know who am I. So he wanted to inundate the whole Brajavandal. So where is the water is going? Then Brahma also put his hand up. You committed mistake. He is not an ordinary cowherd boy. He is Supreme Lord. I also thought like that. Immediately go there. With Surabhi Gabhi. Krishna, when he sees Gabhi, cow, he will be compassionate to you by seeing that. With Surabhi Gabhi, immediately, Devaraj Indra, they prayed and came to Govinda Kunda. You have seen Govinda Kunda. Govinda Kunda, how it is made? At that time, not Govinda Kunda. But he used to take water there for performing abhishekam, for bathing Krishna. After bathing, then doing puja. And made prostrate obeisances. And prayed to him, please forgive me. And by that bathing water, that kunda manifested. Where we go and take water. Govinda Kunda. Krishna warned him. You should not have such vanity like that. There you see how they can see. Only by seeing they are all wants are removed. No eating is necessary, no sleeping is necessary, nothing is necessary. We go through Govardhan Leela, pastimes. But do you think about this? Why? Krishna is complete reality. Getting whom we get all. When knowing whom we know all. There cannot be any kind of want there. When you get Krishna, everything you are getting. Nothing is outside. Jang labdha chaparang labhu mannate nadhyangat. Jasmin siddhara dukkhira guru napi vichalate. In Gita, Krishna says. Jang labdha chaparang labhu. The getting whom? There is anything we have to get more than this sort of thinking than that comes. Jang labdha chapara mannate nadhikam tato. Jasmizar dukkhira guru japmizar. If we always think about Krishna, we have to always our attention is in Krishna, and we are engrossed in Krishna. If there will be severe suffering, there cannot be any severe suffering. You will not be disturbed, or he will not be upset, unbalanced by getting all these miseries of this world. They are conveying any misery. Jang labdha chaparana mannate nadir. Jaspin chitana dukkhena gurunabhi vicharana. There will be no disturbance of his mind. Krishna himself is saying in Gita. Actually speak, actually, apparently, we are doing all these devotional forms, but the effect is not there. We are not getting the actual fruit of it. So what is the defect we have to see? It is written, 7 days only there see. Without any lid is not with learning. Totally opening the eyes. There is no such movement of the
blinking.
Huh?
No blinking.
No?
Blinking.
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 Blinking. No blinking. You have to teach me English word. No blinking. Palak. We say in our word. No blinking. If we had been to Raja Yatra today and I came tired and our raspberry just told me, you should take rest. What I have written is now to take rest. I lied down. And you are performing bhajan, I am performing shayan, sleeping. Without sleep, your body will be, there will be, you will not be able to do other services, your body. There will be some sort of insufficiency in your body, insufficiency, or some sort of disease may come. But how? They have got no disease, no insufficiency. As long as they are seeing, so they are becoming more strong, more strong, more strong. What is that? You see, for that, here it is said, Eva sadhana bhakti lakkan sunasanatan jahaite pai krishna prem mahadhan. If you can get it, there is nothing is necessary. Actually, the real self is Satchidananda. It requires Satchidananda Vastu. All these material things is not required for me. This body is the apparent self, it is not the real self. The astral body is the apparent self, real self is Atma. Atma vare drashtrabha, sratabha, mantabha, niti dhashidabha. Atma requires Atma. That does not require anything of this world. Now, how we can get sadhana bhakti? Kiriskiti saddha hovat saddha bhavasa sadhana abhida. Nityasita svabhasa prakatra hidi saddhata. From Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Samvartya Sindhu is giving evidence. Kaviraj Goswami. Kiti saddha hovat saddha bhavasa sadhana abhida. What is sadhana bhakti? Our object is bhava bhakti. So that we have got attachment. We have got love for Krishna. Prior stage of Krishna prem is bhava. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti. Bhava bhakti is our requirement. Is prayojan requirement. Bhava bhakti. How we can do it? We have got all these sense organs. Now, in this birth, By these sense organs, you are engaging it for getting material things of this material enjoyment. You engage those sense organs for the service of. By the help of the sense organs, you do. Without the sense of what you, how you can do? Now you are in this body. The body also belongs to Sri Krishna. And all the sense organs belong to Sri Krishna. He is the master of all sense organs. So he is called Hrishikesh. You engage those sense organs for the service of Krishna. That is called sadhana bhakti. By engaging all the sense organs, karmendriya, gyanendriya, all the sense organs for the service of Sri Krishna. You try to do it. This is called sadhana bhakti. Now you have got an aptitude to do. But your sadhana is, you have to engage in as per direction of the scriptures by taking shelter to Gurudev and Vaishnavas. You engage yourself. They will help you in this matter. If you want it, they will help you. And you take shelter to their lotus feet. And how to serve Sri Krishna through them, then you will have the opportunity to engage. They will order you, do this service. Their life is meant for the service of Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna is subdued by this Shuddha Bhakta. If by their order if you do it, then that will also go to Krishna. You engage your sense organs. You will find, oh, what is the definition of bhakti? There are so many definitions. And one definition we have heard so many times. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tat paratra nirmalam hishikari shishavaram bhakti ruchyate. You should not have any kind of material ego. All kinds of material ego you have to give up. With material ego, if you do something, there will be material desires, then outside person they will be, I am performing bhakti, but that will be karma. It is very difficult to do karma also. Actually, all these enslaved jivas, conditional souls, they are doing bikarma. Bikarma means sins. That is prohibited in the scriptures, in the Vedas. And some are doing akarma. Akarma means, according to our competency, they have advised you have to do this. Brahman, Khatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, you have to do this. This is your duty. Not to do that is called akarma. And to do anything against the injunction of the script, that is called sin. Conditioned souls, they are committing sins or they are doing akarma. Akarma and bikarma. Karma, korbi, you will not find. Those who are doing as per injunction of scriptures. That is also very difficult. It is not so easy. But by that is not bhakti. That karma is not bhakti. You can get some mundane benefits. But you can get love for Krishna. You should give up all desires. I am not a Brahmin, Khatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, I am not Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. When you do puja, you have to think about this. You have to purify yourself. As long as we belong to this world is unholy. I become unholy. By becoming unholy, how I can serve the holiest Supreme Lord? Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tat paratra. All kinds of material egos are to be removed. How you can remove it? Their own effort? No. Natara jhagavan rajan piyeta tapayadivi. The Krishna pita prasthat purushanishyava. There is little time here. We cannot start any topic. Ajamil. If we want to start, it requires 10 days. But we are going to different places. So, it is the desire of Bindamadhav Prabhu to engage me for the service. You should remain in one place for 15 days. And you go on speaking for my own benefit. He is thinking about this. I shall not take you to different places, different subjects. No. Continuously, you deal one subject. There is no scope. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. There is prayaschitta, expiation, atonement, how we can be relieved from the fruits of the actions. You will find in 6th canto, Ajamil Pakka. There he is advising, Natata Jagavan Rajan Piyat Tapayadibi. By doing all kinds of penances of the Kodmis, Jogis and Ganis, no. You cannot sanctify yourself. Piyat Tapayadibi. By these penances, tapasya, brahmacharya, sama, dhamma, all these things, you cannot purify yourself. You can purify yourself when you will take absolute shelter to Supreme Lord, you think, I am of Supreme Lord. That's Sharanagati. That Sharanagati is the foundation of bhakti. You will be sanctified. Without Sharanagati, nobody can be sanctified by other means of, other methods, by methods of worshipping. Method of karma, method of gyan, method of yoga, no. Natata jhagavan raja piyat tapayadibi. They are also part of penance. Yogis, gyanis, by that you will not be sanctified. Piyat tapayadibi. Tha Krishna arpita prana. When you become Krishna arpita, when you take absolute shelter to him, you submit to him, you surrender to him unconditionally, then you will be sanctified. Natata jagavan rajan piyeta tapayadvi jata Krishna tat purushani sevaya. How we can think that I am of Krishna? I am not of this world. We are speaking in words. Where is the feeling? Tat purushani sevaya. You have to serve the Vaishnavas. If you are very fortunate, you will come in contact with the true Vaishnava, who has dedicated all their everything for the service of Krishna. They know you, I am of Krishna. If you serve them, then your eternal nature of the real self, Sharanagati, will be manifested in you. Greatest expiation, atonement is service of Shuddha Bhakta. Not Karma Gana Yoga, all these penances. Greatest expiation. Prayaschitta, you know. Prayaschitta word? Expiation, atonement. Shuddha Bhakti, not Shuddha Bhakti is not regarded. Only the foundation of Shuddha Bhakti can destroy everything. That you can get Tat Purushani Sevaya, Hariyam Tat Sat, Transcendental Supreme Person. Those who are the personal associates of Supreme Person, by getting their grace, by getting this scope of serving them, you can get their Sharanagati, and by their Sharanagati, the root cause of our doing evil deeds will be eradicated. Not only removed, eradicated, uprooted. Like that. So this is called bhakti. With that knowledge that I am of Krishna, my body belongs to Krishna, my astral body belongs to Krishna, my real self belongs to Krishna, I am of Krishna, I am of Gurudev, I am of Vaishnav, then whatever you do with these sense organs, that will be bhakti, sadhana bhakti, first sadhana bhakti. Nitya svabhasa prakatra kidisya adhata. It is nitya siddha means, that bhakti exists in all individual souls. It is not borrowed from something else. Yeah, all the individual souls have got relation with Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. They have got natural attachment. Now, for misuse of the relative independence, we have become averse to Sri Krishna. We want to enjoy this world. The illusory energy envelops us. And so many contaminations come. For that reason, you have to remove that. You are enveloped by the illusory energy. But the real self has got natural attraction, natural love for Krishna. It is not to be borrowed for something, for somebody else, but it is to be manifested. Sravan kirtantar sarupa lakkhan, tatastu lakkhani upajaya premdhar. Sravan kirtan, sarupa lakkhan. Actual characteristics. You must have the desire to hear, and whatever you have heard, you must have the desire to speak. If there is no desire for Sravan and Kirtan, then you cannot have any progress in devotion. With that relation, that I am of Krishna, I am of Gurudev, I am of Vaishnav, if you hear about the name, about the form, transcendental name, form, attributes, and the personal association, pastimes, that is called bhakti. Jnanis, they also give up their contact with Triguna. By giving up Triguna, you cannot do bhakti. You should think, I am not of this world. This world is Triguna. But Satya Guna, Raja Guna, Tama Guna. Here in this world you find that it is created, all the planets are created, they will remain, those planets will remain and die and will be finished. All the human beings, all the living beings that are created, they remain for some time and they are finished. Everything is non-eternal here. So by giving up Triguna, who are you? You are not of this world. You are not of Triguna. Who are you? I am of Krishna. Then you will become sanctified. Mangalam Bhagavan Vishnu Mangalam Madhusudana Swasti Vachan Mantra. He is absolute good. When you have the knowledge, I am of absolute good, then you will become sanctified. After that, whatever you do, that will be service. That will be bhakti. Sravan kirtantar sarupa lakkhan. But I have got no desire to sravan kirtan. I was there in Calcutta Mutt. Calcutta Mutt was there in Hyderabad, number 8, Hyderabad, in a rented house. I was there. One Vaishnav, one person, young person is going and begging. Then the Vaishnav told him, why you are begging? Remain here. You shall get prasad. Whatever that brahmachari is saying and is accepting. But he has got no means to maintain it. Yes, yes, yes. You should not take anything. Fish, place, etc. No. Whatever he is saying, all right. To get shelter. After that, he remain here, who take prasad, and observe fast, Ekadashi, and regularly you have to sit to hear Krishna Harikatha, regularly, all right. And after joining the institution, after 2 months, he becomes very healthy by taking food, etc., everything. Was begging. But he has got no aptitude to hear Harikatha. At the time Harikatha is not there. At the time taking prasad he comes. Very alert in there. Then dhung, 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 he will come. First, take prasad. But for hearing Harikatha, then Vaishnava, why are you? You should hear Harikatha, otherwise you will not get love for Krishna, your natural, your eternal cause, this devotion for Krishna will not be awakened. Why do you not say it? You do not say it in Harikatha. At the time of eating prasad you are coming. What can I do when I take prasad? Then I am all right. But when I hear Harikatha, I have a headache. I couldn't remember it. Headache. If by hearing Harikatha there is headache, then headache. After some time, he got some job somewhere else and he left. He could not remain there. Because there is no aptitude. There is the life of sadhu. Without water, a fish can survive, cannot survive. Without Harikatha, a sadhu cannot remain. If there is no aptitude of Harikatha, he does not belong to the Shuddha Bhakti group. You have got love for your child. Mother has got love for child. If he hears something, some good qualities of this child from some person, the mother is satisfied. Oh, he's speaking, oh, my child is very good. And same qualities she is hearing from hundreds, from 1,000 persons. But it does not become stale. Ah. Because you've got love. When you've got love for Krishna, for hearing the transcendental qualities and speaking about Krishna, you will not find that I have already heard. You will always hear, you will hear it and you will like it. That is actual love. You've got no love for hearing the attributes and the qualities, transcendental qualities of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, then what is bhakti? Bhakti is not there. Sravan Kirtan Sarupalakhan, that is the original characteristic. By that, Tarastalakhan Upajaya Pramodhan. By hearing and by speaking, you will get Krishna Prem. The consequent fruit is Krishna Prem. Tatrastalakam is consequence. Fruit. Actually, you could do it. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kobunaya Savanadi Shuddha Jitya Karayudha. It is self-manifested. It is not to be attained by taking some method. No, it exists in yourself. You have to manifest it. How? With sincerity of your heart, you have to go to Shuddha Bhakta and hear. Savanadi Shuddha Jitya Karayudaya. as Parikshit Maharaj. He did. He heard Krishna Katha from Sukadeva Goswami. All 7 days, without sleeping, without taking rest, without taking water, without taking food. Can you imagine this? Sukadeva Goswami was perturbed. Maharaj, you should take rest. Then there will be some sort of difficulty in your health. You should take water and food. Then Parikrita, what he said? I have got only 7 days' time. So you should not think about me. You go on speaking Harikatha. I have got no difficulty for not eating, for not drinking water, for not taking rest. Naishag dusha kunmak takta udivad. It is very difficult to tolerate hunger and thirst. Very difficult. But I have got no time. After 7 days I shall be killed by snake bite. So you should not stop. Vibandam chutanmukhan chutam harikathamritam. I am always drinking the nectar of Harikatha from you. I have got no desire to sleep, no desire to take food or water. But in my case, what had happened? In my case, when I was there in Kuchbihar Victoria College, first, I had my education there in Cotton College, Guwahati, when government occupied all the hostels, etc. Because Japanese armies are coming, actually, Netaji Subhash Bose are coming like that. At that time, our father, that is good place, their king of Kuchbihar is very good, and there is no disturbance there. You go there. And the big building, hostel building, two-storied building. First year and third year in the ground floor. Second year and fourth year in the first floor. At that time I was in the first floor. Second year, fourth year at that time. And one astrologer, he predicted, Chetavani his name, very famous. On this day there will be a total dissolution of the whole world. Whole world will be annihilated, destroyed. The date is fixed and the time. And on that date, we are there in Kuchbihar. Victoria College. All the students, they gathered. The Chetavani, what he foretells, everything is correct. So, when he has said, in the evening there will be pralaya. Everything will be destroyed. What we have to do? And they are consulting. I am also with them. There is one restaurant with inside the hospital, inside the hostel. Let us go there and eat the delicious foods there. We shall die. What is the use of keeping the money? The money has been given by the father. Father will be satisfied. Oh, they have utilized the money. Let us go there and eat. And I was with them. What can be done? I also went and ordered, give this rasagulla, all these things. Well, giving order and that. And that person thought, Chetavani, he has done a very good thing. I have got my good business. I'm taking, getting money. And we are spending. Because or shall die. What is the use? By taking, it will be after this. Further we cannot take. Then we came back, and one of the friend was talking, waiting for the dissolution. The time has come. By there is no dissolution, and we are angry. What is this? We have spent everything, and there is no dissolution. And one friend slept on the bedstead. After sleeping, all of a sudden he woke up. I'm running. Pray, dissolution, pray. By shutting the eyes. Perhaps he is seeing dream. He is dreaming a dream. Cut all of him. He'll fall down. They're getting down from the descending through the stairs. And we went there and went, where is Pralaya? Pralaya. There is no Pralaya. Only in dream. Now it is defeated. Nobody says, now we have got our destruction. Let us do Harinam. Let us do worship. Or everybody says, let us go there to take delicious food. I have got this experience. I am also. Because their number is all of them in the same thought. How can I say anything? I shall have to go with them. So nobody have seen. They have said, you should now die. There is no time. You should now do Hari Bhajan. You should do worship in Bhagavad. All you enjoy. This is the world. If there will be any astrologer predicts like this, this is the time. We shall die. Then what they will do? Let us enjoy. Isn't that it? Very few persons you will find when engage themselves for the worship of Supreme Lord. That requires Sukriti. Here also. Here, 7 days by hearing only, Parikshit Maharaj got the objective. Hearing. Sravan Kirtana. With the sincere desire, if you hear, then Sukadeva Goswami is giving that knowledge through transcendental sound, that divinity, that divine knowledge giving, is given by Sukadeva Goswami. And Parikshit Maharaj was taking that through the sound. He is giving that through the sound, and is taking that through the sound, and giving through the mouth, and taking through the ears. 7 days. And he got the ability. Sravan Kirtan Jal. Sravan Kirtan. Mukha. Punegara?
Yes, alright.
But they have not finished it.
Class at 8 a.m.
Alright. Morning class. You're all tired? We are all tired. You should have to sleep. You should take food, otherwise you should become weak. You cannot perform bhajan.